Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I'm your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with another episode, and it has been a long time. Just like every episode, I feel like this intro is the intro that we say every single time. It's kind of getting annoying and old, because I feel like people are giving up on us.
You.
It's not me. First of all, no, 100%. I will say sometimes it is me, but lately I've been ready to go. And there's been plenty of times where I'm like, Casey, are you ready? And she's like, yeah. And then she's like, oh, wait, I forgot I got this. Or, oh, I forgot I got this. Or, I'm kind of tired. Or, I'm sleepy. Or, my foot hurts. Or, okay. My shoulder hurts. Or, so it's definitely been her. I feel like I've been on the go lately. I've been going with everything. Mm-hmm. I do podcasts for my work. I've been on those. I got two or three different ones I do with work. I have another side project one I'm doing. I won't even mention it because I don't want any kind of interference with this show. I don't want all the guests to start running away. To be honest, I don't do that one very often either. But I've been on a roll with that one too. So I feel like I've been good to go. I'm not mad at you, Casey. I'm not going to call you out anymore about it. It's already been done, but we're ready to go. We're here,
okay,
and we're good to go.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. I think maybe we just do, so usually episodes are about 30 minutes. Maybe we just do 31-minute episodes all in the same day. Or maybe we just start recording more than one episode a day.
31-minute episodes.
31-minute episodes. Yeah, little shorts.
Not going to work out.
Yeah. I'll just say one thing funny. You laugh, done, cut, and then we go to the next show.
No.
All right. Anyways, we're here. Shout out to, we got a shout out to Christina. She's always asking about the show. She didn't ask for a shout out, but she always asked for the show. So I know she listens. PJ, Pete, who else? I feel like a lot of people have been asking, honestly. I'm not just saying that. I should go through the Instagram right now. They're like, do you guys still do a show? Is this show still going? Has the show been canceled? Alinda asks all the time.
For the 14th time.
Yeah. Liz. We have a lot of Liz listeners. So I'll just say Liz, and then you could pick whatever Liz thinks it's them.
It's you, Liz.
We have, a lot. My mom mentioned her the last few times listening. Yeah. You were actually listening to an old episode the other day, you said, right?
Yeah, the one where you were getting your bike.
I still have my bike and I still ride it. So if you haven't listened to the bike episode, I don't even know what episode it is.
Just you going on your test drive. I think about that sometimes and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, so yeah, check out old episodes. If you're new to the show, go back and listen. Follow us on Instagram, Me Versus Her Podcast, Facebook. I think I post there still, Me Versus Her Podcast. Probably Instagram's the one, though, I've kind of been on most. I think I even started a TikTok, Me Versus Her Podcast. We don't really post videos of us on there. I'll usually just post hey, new episode, you know? So yeah, follow us. And if you have any ideas for guests, if you want us to bring another guest on,
we had a few that we were going to get, and then
I kind of feel like you're a guest because I haven't did a show with you for so long.
Well, here I am.
Yeah, we've had who wanted to come on? Who's been begging us to come on? I'm sure there's been plenty of celebrities that
so
are
so many, so many.
Yeah, I had a guy. Yeah, some of them. Yeah, I don't know. Some of them probably have been calling, reaching out to us, and we haven't did a show for so long. They thought we were canceled.
Yeah.
So we're back, and today I wanted to bring up something with you. I think we've brought this up before, but again, it could have been years. But give us show. We're actually starting to watch shows again here and there. It takes us a year to watch a show probably, but we're very behind on shows. So for instance, last year we watched Breaking Bad for the first time, even though the show was 12 years old or something. Now we're on a Better Call Saul kick. And it's a good show. If you haven't watched it, or if you've watched it and you liked it, or you watched it and you didn't like it, let us know.
Well, we didn't like it at first. It was very slow.
Yeah. The first episode.
Yeah.
It just took us a long time to get past that first one.
Yeah.
But everybody if you think you didn't like it, watch it longer, because honestly, everyone I've been talking to lately, they all say that I started that, but I just didn't really care for it. But I'm like, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So we've been watching that lately. If you have any recommendations, is there any new shows other than Saul, Better Call Saul, that you've been wanting to watch?
I can't even think of a single show.
Can't?
I don't know any.
Nothing?
Remember when I, and this is going to, people are going to be like, what? When I got into Friends for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Like I said, we're behind on shows. So I've mentioned Friends. That I watched King of Queens. I feel like I watched old episodes of that. But yeah, Better Call Saul. And Better Call Saul is probably 5 or 6 years old, probably. The start of it.
Is he in anything else?
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff,
he?
I think,
I don't even recognize
Bob Olden something. Odin Rick.
He doesn't look like a Bob.
He's a Bob.
He's a Saul.
I think he's a Bob. Here, let me look. Hold on. Give me 10 seconds.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Slipping Jimmy?
Yeah.
Let's see. Better. I'm Googling. Call Saul. Bob Odenkirk.
We should talk to him.
We should. I should get him on the show. I'm sure he's been dying to be on the show.
I'm sure.
So, Bob, if you're listening right now, I'm sure you're listening. Give us a call. Hit me at Instagram / the Meverse Herb podcast, and we will bring you on the show. So another thing I wanted to bring up about Casey, actually, I'm a little proud of her. A little. I'm always proud of everything she does, but when it comes to gardening, we've probably mentioned that before.
Wait. Did you see it today?
Hold on. I'm going to get into it. So usually, like, I'm proud of everything she does. I support her in everything she does. But I will say I gave up on her when it comes to planting plants and trying to grow vegetables or fruit, because we've been down this road many times.
You guys don't understand. I want it so bad. I want to be a farmer.
Yeah. The key word there, want. We've had many unsuccessful tries. So for Mother's Day this year, was it Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Me and the kids decided to buy her. First off, she wants a greenhouse. Like, not just a little greenhouse. She wants one that's like the size of a circus tent.
Yeah.
And first of all, we probably can't have that in our backyard. We have a big backyard, but neighbors would probably be mad.
I think they'd like it. They can use it. They can.
The kids wouldn't have anywhere to play. There'd be a big old tent in our backyard.
They can play in the neighbor's backyard.
So first of all, I'm not going to buy that because we can't even just keep one plant alive. But we bought her, me and the kids, for Mother's Day. We bought her a little greenhouse, a small little. You can't even walk inside of it. It's just like, what, 4 shelves? It's got a little zipper on the front. And she's been doing pretty good. So I will say I am proud of her so far.
Thank you.
What are some things you're growing in there?
All kinds of things, like spinach and tomatoes and bell peppers and strawberries and cilantro. And I don't know. I think that's it.
Yeah, and actually it's like growing stuff. She's actually pulled.
And I can eat from it. I've eaten from it multiple times, just a little bit. Every 4 to 5 days, I can have something.
Yeah, so shout out to Casey.
Thank
for her.
You. Round of applause.
Yeah, hold on. I don't remember these. It's been so long.
Wham!
Nope.
Forget it. Thank you.
Oops. Yeah. So I'm proud of her with that. And we'll see. We'll have to continue. Maybe I'll take some pictures of her stuff. And post it to Instagram one day has like an actual full size strawberry.
Today it kind of looked like it was standing yesterday, and today it's all wilted down. Maybe because it's cloudy. I don't know. They're sad.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of good has happened. Like, no deers have ate it. We have a lot of squirrels. Squirrels haven't been inside there. No chickmunks. Raccoons.
If I see one critter, it's done.
Yeah.
I will not go out there again.
Or caterpillars or anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So proud of Casey when it comes to her summer greenhouse project.
Thank you.
And speaking of summer is finally here. We always talk about snow.
It's spring.
For us, it's like summer. We went from having, we had snow in May. The first week of May, we still had snow. So what are we, end of May right now? Mm-hmm. End of May. And we're actually, in the 80, going to be 80 degrees today? It's not like where we lived in California or Arizona where it was like 100 or 90s all the time. Today, we're currently 79. We're going to get into the 80s this week and then back in the 70s. That's how it is kind of all summer.
But it feels hot.
Yeah, it does. I think it's a little bit of the mix of the humidity and just that we're not used to it. We're sometimes outside and sweating and we're like, geez, how hot is it? And then we look at our phone or our watch and it's like 72 degrees.
Yeah.
We got kind of soft.
Yeah. For sure.
You agree?
Yeah. You for sure. No, I'm just kidding.
So with summer coming up, we're going to see if we're going to go on any summer vacations, which we did just take a little, a summer vacation because it's not summer yet. Where did we go?
Chicago.
I loved it.
I loved it. I didn't think I was going to like it, to be honest. But
we went to Chicago. We went to an aquarium. We went to Wrigley Field. So any baseball fans out there know that's kind of a cool thing.
That was really nice too. I was pleasantly surprised.
And then we went to anything else, really? I mean, we're like downtown Chicago where we stayed. And then hear this.
Dunkin' Donuts,
even though we had that in Arizona. But so Casey, sometimes when we're going to go somewhere, she doesn't, if we've never been there, she gets like a little like, I don't know if I want to go. I don't know what the area is like. Is it good to go there? And I mean, it's Chicago. You hear a lot of bad about Chicago.
I didn't even think about that though this time.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad in parts of Chicago, which I didn't even know where I was going and thinking like, oh, is this the best idea? But you know, you can't be scared. But the crazy thing was the week before, weekend before we went, a few days before we went, there was like some teen takeover where kids were like, teenagers, I guess, were just like rushing the streets, punching random people, jumping on cars, breaking windows, you know, jumping on the bus. And I didn't tell Casey because I'm like, she's going to freak out. She's not going to want to go. So we get there. I actually was like, I wouldn't say I was scared, but I was kind of being like scary type person. Like I wrote like the police department on Instagram. And
you did?
Yeah, and some other things. I was like, hey, because sometimes they'll say like, currently it's not a safe time to travel to this area, you know? So I just wrote like, is it safe to travel to Chicago right now for tourists, you know? And because they had that big deal and I think like the police weren't ready for it and they were just taking over the city basically. And they wrote back and everything's like, yeah, everything's all good. So I'm like, all right, I'm not even going to mention it. It wasn't that I lied because I wouldn't lie to her. But I was like, I just don't want to bring it up. It looks safe. Everything's going good, you know. And the thing was, when you've never really been to an area, it's kind of tricky to like, you know, no hotels ever show their hotel looking trashy or a bad neighborhood. So you never know, even though it looks nice.
Yeah.
So I booked a hotel and most friends around here didn't really know much about the area too much. So I just did it and said, let's go. So we go. We get there. Hotel's in a pretty nice area. It's a downtown. It's like any downtown. It wasn't too bad. It, you know, it's not new area. It's not super old, bad, scary looking. And we just got brave and we went. And we had a good time. We walked around the city during the day, obviously. We took the subway to the Cubs game. Cubs versus Dodgers, of course.
We almost fell over.
Yeah, Dodgers won. Yeah, when you're not used to riding on the subway, it takes off pretty fast. So, no, we had fun. And you got to try Chicago Dog and you said you absolutely loved it.
Loved it.
And being in Wisconsin, places close around here do sell Chicago dogs, so they're probably not as great unless they're from Chicago, the people. But yeah, why do you keep looking at the clock? Are you having issues here? are you got a date? My dad used to say that. He'd be like, you got a date or something? Why do you keep looking at your watch?
No, I'm not.
We're at 11 minutes right now. Do you want to just call it quits here? See, it's been so long. She's just not into it, I guess. So... I don't know. I'm just going to kick her out and start just doing the show by myself the rest of the way. So anyways, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was thinking the other day, if our lives were a movie, let me think of my wording this right. If our lives were a comedy movie.
Who would play me? Melissa McCarthy.
Who would play you? And who would play me? Who would you cast to play me?
Channing Tatum.
Me? Okay. You're not in the movie. I'm just asking, who do you think would... No, and be serious. Like, not Melissa McCarthy. She looks nothing like you. Who would you pick, kind of? And they don't have to look...
have to look like me.
Okay, they don't have to look exactly like you, but they kind of have to be like you.
Sandra.
She's funny, though.
I love her.
I'm just kidding.
You said it was a comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would
be... What about me? And don't pick somebody she's been in a movie. Don't be like Keanu Reeves, because they've been in Speed together.
I wasn't even thinking about him. I don't know. You just put me on the spot.
I know. That's what I'm here for.
I don't know. Now that I've said Channing Tatum, that's all I can think of.
I think for you, I would pick Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who's that?
But she would have to have dark hair.
No, who's the girl from like Pitch Perfect and
Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick.
I like her.
Okay. And I could be, I don't know. They don't have to have the same skin tone as me, because I feel like if they have to have the same skin tone as me, the
whole Lopez.
Acting pool just kind of drops.
George Lopez.
No, not George Lopez. Come on, I picked somebody nice for you.
What do you mean? I like George. Okay, let me think. I can't think of a single
fluffy actor. Guy. The comedian, what's his name?
No.
Gabriel Iglesias. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Who would you think?
For me? I don't know. I don't even know. I just was trying to put you on a spot. I would think, let me think here. Give me a couple seconds. How about... I mean, I guess you have to go kind of skin tone and everything. Maybe,
why do you have
no,
to do that?
I'm saying if I did.
But why would you?
Well, because like they kind of got to resemble the, they never, when, I don't when think you make so. A movie about somebody, they kind of try to make them look a little like, I'm not saying I'll look like
I don't
the person,
think they
but,
do.
What's the guy that played Dora's dad on Dora the Explorer movie?
Oh my God. I don't know. But
he's
was
funny
he in
though.
That police movie?
Yeah. And he was in End of Watch. What is his name? Producer. Do we have a producer that could look that up for us? No. Stopped coming because we never do shows. So I have to Google myself. Let's see. I feel like it's Michael something. Dora the Explorer. If you've not seen that movie, it's actually kind of funny.
There's only
the
like
movie,
a
not the cartoon, but his name is Michael Pena. He's actually funny. He's in a lot of things.
That's who you'd want?
Yeah. So Michael Pena and Sarah Jessica Parker.
And Anna Kendrick.
And Anna Kendrick.
Not Jeff. No.
No, I think she'd be good.
I think they were in that movie together, though, weren't they? Wasn't she in that movie?
Oh, End of Watch. Yeah, yeah. She was. Yeah, her, Jake Gyllenhaal, a bunch of people.
All right. I should just be a casting agent because I can really cast.
You could. I have another question for you. With summer coming up, if you could bring back one clothing trend, I don't know if you call it a trend, I guess, or style, what would you bring back that you were like, oh, I used to like wearing that, but like, I can't wear that now. It looks funny. Or think of something.
No.
No? Nothing?
Like, what am
Was there something you used to like to wear when you were younger?
Yeah, a bikini. I don't know.
You didn't wear that to town, like walking around the streets.
I did.
I mean, you might have, but. No, like, okay, let me give you examples. Gosh, you're killing me here.
I can't think. What do you want me to say? Sports?
Like overalls or like, is there something you're like, come on.
No.
I really feel this me versus her podcast is going to turn into the versus part right now because I'm going to have to just start digging in on
you.
Anything. I mean, what are something you bring back? Anything. Summer, winter. What would you like to, what's a trend that you want to come back? What is a trend or style?
Tube top.
Did you like wearing tube tops?
I don't
okay.
Want to come
what
back.
Is something that you would like to wear and come back?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you just like everything the way it is now? Oh my gosh.
What do you want to come back?
Hold on. Yeah, actually, it could be that one. It could be that one. It could be both of those, actually.
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
I don't know. You're a clothing trendy person.
Was I?
Is there anything that you want to bring back?
Let me think. No.
Okay, about this. What is something that was a trend back in the day that was weird that you think like, oh my God, why would I wear that? Something that along those lines?
Overalls.
You think those are weird? But they're coming back, so they're not really weird.
So I can't say that I wish they were came back. Like, I don't think they're cute.
You don't?
Not really.
So you, is there anything that you wouldn't, okay, I guess.
Because when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take that strap off and then it hangs onto the ground and you have to like hold it and do all this stuff and it's just.
Well, when you wear pants, you got to unbutton them and take them to the ground. So kind of the same thing.
No, but they're not dangling. You can like hold them up with your legs.
Oh, I'll give you the chance to give your.
I can't think of anything. Give me some ideas.
Fashion ideas.
Maybe I forgot about stuff.
Okay, let me Google fashion ideas that are coming back and you tell me
if
you would like to be a part of this trend.
Back that went out and that I want to bring back.
That went out of style?
Yeah.
Clothing trends. You notice like I have to change my voice when I'm searching something. You know I'm Googling it. Clothing.
Why?
Trends. So you know I'm Googling it.
That went out of style.
Went out of style. Do I say a certain year? 90s?
In the 90s.
90s clothing trends that went out of style. Thick headbands?
No, I don't want that to come back.
No? Biker shorts? I want those to come back.
Why?
Because I like wearing them.
Oh my God.
combat boots?
No.
Claw clips?
Those are back.
Velvet suits?
No.
Kind of sounds pimp. Plaid flannel shirts? Those are kind of always been around, I feel.
I like those.
Sometimes when I think, do you ever think like, I'm like, those have been around forever. Like they've always been around. Does that mean they weren't in style and I just mm-mm. thought they still were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Baby tees? Is that like what Gwen Stefani?
What is that?
Gwen Stefani used to wear? Remember she's wearing those like little tight shirts? Is that a baby tee?
I don't know.
Google.
No, that's like, I don't know.
Google baby tees because I'm on my computer. Yeah, I think it's like those little small tight shirts. How about?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did it bring up a picture of Gwen Stefani?
No, Stefani. Yeah.
Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. Claw clips. Those are. I feel like people still use those. Yeah. Did they ever go away?
Yes.
Velvet suits. I feel like people still wear those. Plaid shirt. I mean, yeah, these plaid shirts that
like
are popping up still look cool. Baby tees. And then I like how they put like a link to buy the stuff. Fanny packs. I think fanny packs should have never went away because they actually make things a lot more. You kind of got a fanny pack now.
Kind of.
The Lululemon. And they're,
yeah. I like it.
Hoop earrings. I feel like they never went away. Just different style people wore them. Scrunchies. Back. Mm-hmm. What about crop tops? They still
those are back.
Did they ever leave?
Yes, they did.
Sheer fabrics.
What's that? Oh, sheer.
Like see-through.
Yeah.
I feel like that style went away from me because I started wearing them and just never went well. That's right. Maybe I'll try to bring it back and see what happens.
You should.
Corset tops?
No.
No? All right.
I always wanted those dresses, though, that are like the corset top and the really big skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to dress like that.
Yeah, I'll buy you one for Christmas.
But I have to like ride a horse.
Ride a horse?
Yeah, it's like that.
Can't even ride a bike.
But it's like that type of, I don't know.
Time. So I know we're already halfway through 2023, but I got to bring up something that we did at the end of 2021, I think. I don't think we did in 2022. But the hot words. Remember the trends, the words that we're all in and stuff? So
we didn't know?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the defs of them. That's short for definition.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a def. I'm going to give you the word, and you tell me if you think you know what it means.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty,
and I will say I brought some of these up to somebody that was on one of my other shows that I thought was kind of hip, and he didn't know them really.
He didn't know.
So the first one is Chugi, and I could be saying them wrong.
Chugi.
Chugy. And out there, somebody's probably listening like, oh, I'm saying them wrong.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Let me see without giving away. No, it doesn't give me sense. I'll just give you the definition.
I think chubby.
Chubby?
Like.
The word pronounced chugi. Oh, I was saying it right. Or chugi. G-E-E. Would that be G or G? Okay. Chugi has swooped in to replace the old fan favorite basic.
Okay. Oh, man.
See, but these are 2022. So like by the time I'm reading these now, if I go try to use them.
So I think somebody's basic, I'm like thinking they're.
Dang, they're you're chugi. Or chugi. I'm going to say that. Man, you're chugi or chugi, whichever is the right way to say it. How about rent free? That's an easy one.
Yeah. I don't know how to say it. Like,
so can't stop thinking about someone. Sounds like they're living rent free in your mind. This is most often used when you can't get something out of your brain, whether it's a song, a video, experience, or a person. Yeah. They're stuck in there and they're not even paying rent for the space they are occupying.
Perfect. Shoot. That's what I meant to say.
Better pay me some rent. It's going to be up in his head. Vibe check. You know that.
Yeah.
Like you passed the vibe check. You know, like you're doing, I don't know how to explain it, but is someone acting shady or negative? Sounds like they didn't pass the vibe check. This describes when you check in on someone's vibe and assess what it is giving. Good vibes, you've passed the vibe check. All right, all right. What about main character?
Like the main person.
The main person?
The topic.
All right. This one's fairly self-explanatory. When you call someone the main character, they're basically the core person in the situation. For example, in a video where someone seems to really stand out or is especially well-dressed, you can identify them as the main character or having main character energy. All right. So if I go to somebody's house and I'm like talking nonstop and not giving anybody else a chance to talk, which like usually happens, yeah. Like, dude, he's the main character, but
every
they should have casted someone else. All right. Understood the assignment.
Like you get it.
Yep, you get it.
You did it right.
Yep. You can use this for someone that's really killing it in some or any other aspect of their lives. They're giving it their all and doing an amazing job. Whereas related to something they're doing, wearing, etc., they really understood the assignment. I think it was even a song, right?
I don't know.
What about caught in 4K?
Cotton?
Caught. Like you got caught in 4K.
Caught. Like.
C-A-U-G-H-T. Caught.
Like it's clear you did it.
Caught in 4K. Caught someone red-handed and have the receipts to prove it. Oh, do you know receipts?
Receipts? The proof?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're kind of hip.
Thank you.
You've caught them in 4K with solid digital evidence. Another popular phrase on TikTok, it can often be accompanied by the camera emoji to really bring home the fact that you've been exposed. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
So next time you say something, I'm like, you didn't clean the dishes like you said you did. I'm going to send a little emoji face at the camera, and you better know what it means. All right. Next is bussin'.
Oh, I know that one. Like, it's good.
It's good? You can use this when something is really, really good, often referring to or relating to food. I never heard anybody use it with food. If you're really great meal, you could say, this food is bussin'.
Yeah.
Interesting. I would have thought like a bus boy or somebody was coming out if you're at a restaurant talking about bussin'.
No, it's like, that's good. Bussin'.
Want to add some extra emphasis? Just double up. Wow, this pizza is really bussin'.
bussin'.
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to mix it up and say, man, this is bussin' times two.
There you go. That sounds nice.
It does sound kind of cool. So, yeah, those are the words I got for today. I think those are all of them.
I didn't do too bad.
No, you didn't do bad at all. You're kind of hip. Maybe because they're 2022 words and you're kind of, you know, they're kind of going out of style. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Casey, if you want to look at the clock again, we are at 24 minutes and 57 seconds. We could take this to 25 minutes just to end it on a positive note. I'm just kidding.
You're over.
Yeah. I think she was like stressing, like, man, am I going to be able to do a full 30 minutes? Because it's been so long.
Stressful.
Today when I was telling her, like, I'm never mean about this, but I was like, it's you. You're not one. I said, you want to do a show today? She's out there now. She wants to talk all of a sudden. I said, you want to do a show today? And she said, yeah. Oh, but wait, we have this. And I was like, we got plenty of time.
We have so much to do today, but.
I said, we'll go down, record. It'll take 30 minutes. Go into the studio real quick. We'll do it up. And then I said, do you even remember how to talk on a mic? It's been so long. She gave me this look, like this smiley, happy look. You know? I'm sure he knew that's what she was doing. But anyways, we're back. We'll be back again because I'm just going to start dragging her down to the studio and be like, we're doing it. If she doesn't want to talk, she doesn't talk.
I want to, but.
If she wants to talk, if she has topics, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I may be putting out applications for a new assistant. I'm just kidding. As always, love having Casey as my co-host and my wife. Even more as a wife, though, because co-hosts sometimes just, it's hard.
I'm bringing it down.
Look, Casey, we did another minute just like that.
Oh
look, 2601.
Oh my God.
All right, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.